March 5, 2003. Woman charged with giving false ID for drugs. State College. A Johnstown woman was arraigned Tuesday on charges she provided false identification to get prescription drugs this past December. According to an affidavit of probable cause filed with District Justice Bradley P. Lunsford's office, Linda Kerr, 49 Daniel Street, Apartment F, arrived at Center Community Hospital on December 13th and registered under the name Chantel K. Butler. Kerr was seen by an emergency room physician, Dr. Clifford Neal, and she told him she wanted a shot of Demerol and some Percocet pills for intense migraines, according to documents. Neal recognized her as having come to the emergency room before, under a different name, and receiving a shot of Demerol for migraines. Neal asked her if she had ever been to the hospital before under a different name. According to police, Kerr told him that she had not, but that she had a twin sister, Linda Kerr, who had been treated there. Neal searched hospital records and compared patient profiles. According to documents, the patients had the same profiles. Neal also located a third record, under the name Deborah O'Brien, that she supplied the last time the doctor treated this female, about a month earlier. Kerr, according to police, had received narcotics on her previous visits to the emergency room under the name Linda Kerr. Neal returned to the exam room and confronted Kerr. According to documents, she left the exam room immediately with a friend and got into a maroon Jeep. Neal copied the license plate down and called 911. According to documents, Kerr called Neal and apologized for running out on him. She admitted to being Linda Kerr. They arranged to meet in the parking lot of Center Community Hospital. She was identified upon arrival and agreed to meet with the State College Police Department.